Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In unexpected company from author Melissa Calcote, you meet Jenny and her boyfriend David as they travel to the Caribbean islands to visit with her Aunt Jessie. Now, what begins to be a normal trip turns events upside down and strange things start happening while they're on their little vacation to visit family. They encounter some strange and funny characters during their adventures on this excursion to the island, not to mention some strange and coincidental train of events that seem to be unexplainable, but yet intriguing. Could there be someone looking over the couple? Melissa has been writing poems and short stories for many years, originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Melissa and her brother grew up partially in Mississippi. She now lives in Denham Spring, Louisiana, retired from Louisiana state government, where she worked at the Office of Public Health, Center for Community Preparedness. She enjoys writing poetry, short stories, also painting, playing the keyboard, and accordion. Melissa Calcote, author of The Unexpected Company, is our guest on This Week in America. Melissa, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to finally meet you over the phone.
Well, yes, we have a chance to talk and to talk about this book. The book is Unexpected Company. You've done an excellent job with this. Book is getting excellent reviews. Tell me about motivation. Where did this inspired story come from?
Sometimes I get ideas through my dreams at night. And that was a dream. And I was like, I just got up the next morning and started writing.
And the result is a really interesting story, Unexpected Company by Melissa Calcote. That's Calcote, book available at Amazon, yourlinkpublishing.com, all the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This is really an entertaining story. It captures our attention from the beginning. I touched on it just a little bit there in the beginning. Pick up with the story. Tell us about David and why he was going to meet his Aunt Jessie and why strange things seemed to be happening to them.
Well, they originally was going for a vacation to visit with her aunt and her cousins and everything. And his idea was that he was going to propose to her while they were there. And it begins kind of interesting. They're on a flight and they come across someone that starts talking to her while she's sitting in the seat by the aisle. And she's like, who in the world is this? And so, you know, it's like, God's name is Jeremy. And he just strikes up a conversation with her, you know. And then her boyfriend comes up, can I help you? Oh, excuse me, I'll let you sit down. And he runs off to find his seat. But that's just the beginning of the story.
Yeah, I love how the story progresses, and this was inspired by a dream. How much of the dream could you remember, and did you sort of remember the start, and that got you started on the story? Did this all transpire in your dream, or just the basic idea, the basic concept?
The basic concept, and of course, you'll find a very, very inspiring an unexpected visitor. Turns out there's an angel looking over them. It was a sign to him because it was part of a routine stuff for him.
Yes.
And so he decided, you know, I'll just sneak on board and see what's going on. Funny part is, yeah, if you've read the story, he comes up in the cargo section where there are dogs and stuff. And all of a sudden, dogs start barking at him. Whoa, cool guys.
Yeah, that would be a giveaway there. I just, where did this concept, I know you've written before about angels and you like to write about things that are sort of unexpected in our lives. Where did this idea of angels and where did this begin, this fascination with things that we can't explain and the role of angels?
Long time ago, let's say 15 years ago, maybe. When I feel like when in human form,
yes,
came to me and helped me out and at the point of my life in that time. And I basically grew up going to church, but you know how sometimes people do kind of wander the other way.
Yes.
That kind of happened. And then, you know, the person that started talking to me, he said, "Where are you from? You're not from around here." And I said, "Well, I'm from Louisiana." So he just started talking to me. And he said, he was talking about Christianity and asked me if I believe in God. I said, "Yeah, I believe in God." And I was like, where is this going? I'm thinking to myself, where is this going?
No, exactly, yes.
But he said, God's always with you in some way, shape, or form. And you just never know who or what that could be.
Interesting.
And at that time I said, you're right. So I got involved in a church where I was at the time and kind of got my life back together because I did have faith.
Yes.
And I had to start believing in myself as well that you can do this. You can do this.
Well, that was...
And that's one thing.
It was I was going to say that was a really important meeting that was really life-changing for you and got you back into church, and that person was literally an angel in what he was able to instill in you during that short time there. Our guest on the program is Melissa Calcote. That's C-A-L-C-O-T-E. The book is Unexpected Company. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, urlinkpublishing.com. Links for all of those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned this is an interesting book on a number of levels. It's very entertaining. There's a message there. What do you hope the readers will get out of this book? What do you hope the takeaway is when people read Unexpected Company?
Well, it's an adventurous book and funny characters.
Yes.
A little bit of craziness in there, too. But it all has to do with family. If you look around, there are so many people that doesn't have family around them that really needs that kind of commitment and comfort zone.
Yes.
So to speak. And we're all comfortable with our friends and family around us. But when we get out of our comfort zone, someplace where we might be by ourselves or something, it's like, you're like, what do I do now? But it all goes back to family.
And that's very...
A lot of times, I ended up calling my mom and she's, what are you doing? And I tell about my day, and always calling her kind of made my day better, my life better.
It's nice to have someone out there that you can reach out to, and I know that family is very important to you in what you do in life, and the writing, the other books that you've written, this one in particular, Unexpected Company. Talk about that support of family there. Is that where the inspiration from writing came from? I know your family, a very diverse family, ministry, musicians, writers, artists. Is that where this inspiration came from for you to pursue writing? Was that because of family?
Yeah. And also, to mention one of my grandmothers, when I was around 10 or 11, but we always went over there to visit, and she had a piano, and she would be getting around the piano to be playing, and we'd be singing hymns or whatever she had, you know. And that inspired me right there to want to learn how to play the piano.
Ah, yes.
And she instilled in me, girl, you can do anything you want, just put your mind to it. I remembered that.
Well, yes, and it sort of shaped your life and what you've been doing. You're writing poetry, you're writing stories, you're an accomplished musician as well. It's reflected in your life and the success that you're having. Melissa Calcote is our guest and the author of a number of books. This one, Unexpected Company, the book we're featuring on the program today. I mentioned you started writing poetry at an early age. Talk about that and the fascination with poetry.
Well, I really started a long time ago when I was in junior high. There was this English teacher that we had at the time, and one of the assignments was writing a poem. Anyway, at first I was thinking to myself, oh boy, this is going to be difficult. Like, no, it's not. Just think about it. And so I don't even remember the name of the poem at the time, but after she saw it, she was impressed with my writing, and she said, if I were you, I'd keep writing. Something good can come out of that.
That was
encouragement. And I was happy I did it.
Yeah, I never had that kind of response when I wrote a poem for my English teacher. So you were way ahead of me there. It was a struggle, and you obviously had the talent and the ability to do that and have been writing poems. And then this story, Unexpected Company, do you have a preference for writing stories? Do you prefer writing a story rather than a poem? Are they both equally fun for you?
Well, I haven't written poems in a long time because I've been kind of busy writing books.
Okay.
Doing, painting my own pictures for the books. And when it comes to illustrations in a book, you know, it's like, why let somebody else do it when you can do it yourself?
When you have that ability, that really adds to it, doesn't it? It's a whole lot easier than to try to tell somebody what the intent of the dialogue is and how best to illustrate that. You know it yourself. You've got the talent to do that, and that's the best way to go about doing that. And you obviously find that that's true. Rather than try to explain it to somebody, you know what the meaning is. You just do it yourself.
Right. You know what's going on in your head.
Yes.
You just go with your heart and go with it.
Well, the fact that you are a writer and an accomplished artist as well, it's just the whole package there. And you'll find it in Melissa's books, this Unexpected Company. This is the story we're talking about. What's the audience for this? Who was this book written for? What's the intended audience?
I would say young teens.
Yeah.
Right? And it could be older people, too, that, like, enjoys reading. You know, it probably would catch everybody's attention, really.
Well, the story will, and once you start, it's like, okay, where were we going here, and what was that strange event that they just lived through? So it will capture your attention throughout, and it's, mm-hmm. and I guess I'm guilty of this as well, but everybody wants you to put your writing in a particular category. It's fine for teens. It's fine for adults. It's just a good reading. It's a good story. It's a good escape. It will make you smile from time to time. It's a very entertaining book. You mentioned that you're close with your mother. You talk to your mother. And I understand your next book is based on an idea of hers. I love the concept of this. Talk about what you're working on.
Well, they're working on publishing it now.
Ah, fantastic.
And it's called foods that shaped our early nation. It was an idea my mom gave me about 4 or 5 years ago, and she knew I could do it. She just had to put it all in my head. Okay, sure. And after I got started on it and did the pictures of the different things, and this was all before machines came around.
Yes.
And in order to do a cultivator, you had to have a mule or a horse.
Yeah.
Among other things, or a plow, same thing. And then there's, you know, several pictures in the book that, like a potbelly stove, you use that for staying warm, not to mention cooking on top of it.
Ah, yes.
And then there were so many tools and things that farmers used on the farm or wherever they lived for working on different things going on around the house and their property. And, of course, when it came to picking cotton or stuff like that, it was by hand, not machine.
Yes.
Like, you can imagine the family out there picking cotton or picking corn or, you know, whatever else they had to do. It was all by hand. And, you know, I learned a lot of that myself because when we lived in Mississippi, it was, you know, my mom always had a garden. My father always planted peanuts. I always looked forward to that because he'd do roasted peanuts and boiled peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
And so there were times we'd be sitting on the porch shelling peas or doing butter beans or, you know, everything under the sun.
Well, yes, and what great memories that I'm sure that brings back a lot of hard work in there as well, but that family bond and the ingenuity of what went into farming during that time. That's what, as I'm reading about the book, it's this really important for the younger generation that really has no idea how all of this began. This is really going to be insightful for them, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Because when I was doing the pictures, I had asked Mom, what was this used for? What was that used for? Some of them I kind of knew. And there was some of them I was like, drew a blank.
Yes, yes. It would be.
And of course, there was the well where you had to draw water. It was like a handle thing that you pull the bucket down to the water.
Oh, yes.
Get water out of
it. Yep,
them.
Yep. I shouldn't act like I remember that, but I do. I remember that vividly, and I know how to work one, I think.
And then there was, you know, if someone lived by a stream, they can go down to the stream and take a quick bath.
Yep. Yep.
Or get fresh water to bring up to the house. And, you know, it's, you know, really, I say inspiring to me because that was my heritage.
And for so many people, the older people will read that and bring back the memories and understand all of that. And the younger generation will go, wow, we've really come a long way. Did they really have to do it that way? And like I say, there was such creativity that went into the early days and the tools that built America. And that's the book that Melissa is working on. I guess you said it was the publishers. Any idea when that will be available?
Not quite sure just yet.
Okay, well, hopefully soon, and hopefully we can talk about that. I would love to chat with you about that as well. If you are looking for Melissa Calcote, C-A-L-C-O-T-E, this book is Unexpected Company, and if you just click on her name, you'll see her other books, and when the new book's available, you can pick up a copy of that as well. Are you working on anything now that you just sort of, maybe a dream that you had last night that you decided this would make a good story you're working on? Anything you're just beginning the writing process on?
Well, I'm like in between stuff right now.
Okay, a chance to think. And where do you get your inspiration from? Is that just various sources?
Sometimes I just get an idea come to my head, come into my mind, and I just said, I like that idea. Okay. And I start dwiddling, and before I know it, I got something started.
Well, a number of books out. Melissa's other books, The Awakening, Jesus the Bridge, The Race Is Off, Angels Unaware, Caring for Me, The Plan. I love that design for young people and emergency situations, part of what Melissa did with the state of Louisiana. And all of those are available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. And the new book, Unexpected Company, you'll find at Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com. And I thank them for arranging our conversation today. Melissa, it's been fun having you on the program. I love your writing style. I love how you you tackle these projects and do the illustrations yourself. I love that because I know this is not a distortion AI generated. It's what you're actually thinking, visualizing the story. This book, Unexpected Company, is an entertaining read. It's a great addition to the family library, and it's available wherever books are sold. Melissa, thank you for joining us on the program. A pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
It is our pleasure. Melissa Calcote, Calcote. The book is Unexpected Company. You'll find it wherever books are sold. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to Melissa's book and her other ones as well. Order them there. And all of this available, of course, on thisweekinamerica.us. You are listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.